I told yesterday in the night class that there should be any object of our life. We know that all the living beings, they want happiness. And they want pure happiness, not mixture. And it can be only received only if you are serving Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is His embodiment of love and affection. If you are serving Him, then it can be achieved. So, our object of the life is love and affection to Krishna. Shastri Maharaj, you can come nearby here. Where khol is there? Mridanga, you can come there. You can give the mridanga here, no harm. He is coming. Be seated. So our object should be the life, the object, the goal of our life should be love and affection to Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Krishna. Then we will think how to practice it and how to achieve it. If goal is not ascertained, fixed, we cannot decide over the way or the means. Never we can decide. If you want water and you are going to fire, you cannot have water. So, when our goal will be fixed, that rag towards Krishna, the affection towards Krishna, especially written in Srimad Bhagavatam, the affection of gopis towards Krishna, this is highest goal of the life. And they were endeavoring all their senses or all these activities of all senses only to satisfy and to please Krishna. This is the way. But in this world, for new person, beginners, these bhaktis are, this love and affection, it divided into three sections. Sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, and then prema bhakti. I don't know the actually words in English. Sadhan bhakti means? In practice. At the time of practice. But bhakti is same. There is no different bhaktis. Only one, that love and affection, pure love and affection. But when we practice to have this, oh, this is called like sadhana. Kriti sadhya bhaveta sadhya bhava. So sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya prakatam ridisha. So I am not going now in detail. I am only telling that our goal should be the love and affection to please Krishna always. As gopi were pleasing Krishna by their indivhavash, whole divhavash. This is the object. Then how to practice it to achieve this? So, Raghunath Das Goswami has told so many things in his teachings. I started it last year. First slok I explained something to give an idea. I wanted to explain second slok, but I will give some idea of first slok. Without having some idea of first slok, you cannot touch second slok. So, first of all, you should know that what is bhakti? Rupa Goswami has told Uttama Bhakti, and that is Anya Bhilashita Shunyam Gyan Karma Adhyanabhratam Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Rupa. Spontaneous love towards Krishna by all kinds of senses, by body, mind and tongue, and also by moods, not of mind but souls that move. And if you are practicing it to please Krishna, but it should not be covered with fruitive karmas, no? And also should not be covered with knowledge. Knowledge are also so many kinds, but by knowledge, even this knowledge, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead and He has so much opulence, we should have to forget this also. Jnani Priyasamudupasya Namantri. And there should be no worldly desire at all. Only one desire. What? Oh, only to increase bhakti, only to serve Krishna and His devotees, His associates. Guru, Vaishnava, like this. Then it is called Uttama Bhakti. But if anyone is going to practice it from beginning, according to their stage, it is called Sadhan Bhakti, it is called Bhav Bhakti, it is called Prema Bhakti. But actually, in all the stage, Bhakti is Prema Bhakti. The mixture of bhakti, like Arup Siddha Bhakti, Arsang Siddha Bhakti, actually not bhakti. What is Arup Siddha Bhakti?
Arup Siddha Bhakti is devotee, when one performs some activity and they, for instance, doing some farming activity. And in that activity, then they offer the fruits of that to Krishna. So then they call that bhakti, but actually it is not bhakti, but they're superimposing bhakti on that activity. Bhakti is shravanam, ketanam, vishnu, smaranam, padam, ashram, bhakti.
Yes.
The ninefold principles.
Yes. And what is Sangha Siddha Bhakti?
Said that of these, the Swarup Lakshana is Krishna Kasharanam, to be completely surrendered to Krishna. But the other 25 qualities, such as being brave, being friendly to all living entities, being poetic, being silent, and these qualities, if one is cultivating these qualities and also practicing bhakti, then they may be somewhat helpful. They're considered to be like the family members of bhakti.
But they are, really they are not Shuddha pure bhakti. Like anyone has no anger. This is a good quality. He is very generous, broad-minded. He is so humble. But if he is not has bhakti, he may be mayabadi. So these qualities are not pure bhakti. But if they are connected with bhakti, then they should be treated like Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Otherwise not. So pure bhakti is, but there is no worldly desire. We have some desire. So when we practice it, so our bhakti is not pure bhakti. Covered with some knowledge, whether it be mayabad or even not mayabad, but like Krishna is Supreme Personality of God. He is sarvajna. He is doing everything. So even this is not pure bhakti. Bhakti from beginning, from origin of bhakti, in very prarambhik stage, beginning stage. Bhakti in form breathing, from Shraddha. Shraddha is of two kinds. What is Shraddha? English word, Shraddha?
Faith.
What is that thing? That by practicing Krishna Bhakti, our whole life will be successful. And then outwardly, he will follow so much deep of Shraddha for Shastra Bani. What Bhagavat is telling is true. What Chaitanya Charitamrita is telling true. What Vedas are telling, it is true. So very much faith in words of Vedas, Upanishadam, Srimad Bhagavatam. And very much faith on any pure devotee. Then it will be called Shraddha. When he has fixed that, he has determined that by serving Krishna, our life will be successful. And I will not take anything other than this bhakti. If I am cutting to pieces, like Haridas Thakur, like Prahlad Maharaj, but he is not strong, but he is thinking like that. He has so much belief in Shastra Bhakti. Then it is called Shraddha. From beginning, this Shraddha is of two kinds. If hearing Shastra, he is seeing that if I am not doing bhakti, Krishna bhakti, I mean not exercising bhakti, in devouring bhakti, then I will have to be punished. I will have to go to where? In hell. And there, Jamdutsa will what?
Punish
so much. They will finish us. They will make us dust like dust. So we must serve Krishna. We should chant, we should hear, we should do archan and all these things. by fear, they follow the orders of Shastra and they chant Harinam, or they go to any Gurudev for initiation, and they take initiation. So if by this Shraddha we had come to serve Krishna, that Shraddha is called Vaidhi Shraddha. And when by hearing very sweet pastimes of Krishna, oh, Krishna was a very little baby, and when he was naked, and he used to take some earth, or he used to stole anything from the neighbor houses, some curd or some makhan, and then the Navaras Gopi used to come to Mother Yashoda to complain something. Oh, your boy has become so naughty. But he's so beautiful. We all love her. He's very sweet. So Yashoda wanted to punish him. And he began to punish. One day Krishna stole something in his home. And Yashoda wanted to catch hold and then to try it him. And that time Krishna was weeping bitterly, "Mother, don't beat me, don't beat me." So these sweet pious times, he is going to cows grazing here and there, in very sweet pastimes doing. Sometimes dancing with gopis here and there. And Krishna at that time told, "Oh, you are tired. Sweet are coming." And he took his Pitambar himself and began to like Pitambar. "Oh, you are tired. I want to massage your feet. Oh, where are your ankle belts? Oh, I'm doing this. Oh, your breasts have been gone here and there. I'm decorating again." How lovely this. So, hearing all these pastimes, if anyone wants to serve Krishna, like friend, like Mother Yashoda and Father Nanda Baba, and more if, like gopis, they used to serve Krishna like beloved Krishna, with their whole love and affection. Hearing this, if anyone wants to serve Krishna in these ways, then a Shraddha comes, and this is called Aragma Shraddha. What? Lobhumai. It is coming from greed. And if a man is fortunate by hearing all these things, his bhakti begins from ruchi. Ruchi means taste. He passed so many galloping. Adav sadhu sanga, tata shraddha, then guru karana, initiations, bhajan kriya, anarthanya vritti, nishtha also, and he jumps where? Ruchi. And from ruchi. From ruchi he will take initiation with any rasik bona fide high class of Vaishnava, because he has so much past impression from his past birth. So he will not go to any Vaidhi Bhakti Vala Guru. Never. He will go there. So if anyone is beginning from that Shraddha, Laukiki Shraddha, by fear of Shastra, quotations of Shastra Vakya, that is called Vaidhi Shraddha. And he should, then he will go to hear, associate, and he will hear all Shastra there. And then he will think that I should I must practice bhakti yoga. So where I should go, that anyone can help me? Then first, Chaitya Guru is there. Who is Chaitya Guru? Krishna is himself Chaitya Guru in all hearts. And he will give that transcendental knowledge in his heart. Dadami buddhi yogam. If anyone is sincere, he has no guru, but he wants to serve Krishna, then first guru, Chaitya Guru, will come in his heart and he will advise, oh, you can go to this devotee and pray for initiation. So Krishna is first guru, Chaitya Guru. And even then you are not hearing, then he will be like Siksha, Path Pradarshak Guru. Path Pradarshak means way showing guru. Oh, he will come in the shape of any Vaishnava and he will tell, oh, you want to do Krishna bhajan? Oh, come with me. Where I go and associate, you should come with me and you will have so many ways to serve Krishna. So come with me. And he will take, giving some taste informations and some sweet advice, like a good friend gives, and he takes it. And then he will go there, oh, really his guru. He will test for so many years to see his character, whether he is of loose character, whether he wants money, or praise, or any worldly gain he wants, then he will reject. But he will see that, oh, always he is chanting Krishna name, always observed him, thinking about Krishna. He detached from worldly desires and worldly wealth and everything. Oh, he is surely a guru. And then he will fix, and then he will go to him and please him by his services, by asking some very good questions. That is, tad vijnanartham sa guru meva avagacheta. To know these transcendental things, knowledge, he will go up to a realized guru who is very, realized soul. And he knows all the Vedas, Shastra, all the essence of all the Vedas. What is the essence of whole Vedas? Krishna Bhakti. Chanting of name. Anavritti Shabdat in Vedanta Sutra. In the last it has been told. So he will tell. Oh, then he will fix his mind that I should take initiation from him. He will decide. And then he will go to that guru and he will be initiated. So first he should see that whether he is guru or not. And what is told in Shastra? Shastra means scriptures. Oh, he's like that or not? He's qualified for all these things or not? Then he will make it. But anyhow, anyone makes anyone guru by only seeing his words and he has not tested him. And then that case, after that he sees that he is not in the line of, actually he is guru, not in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not in line of Rupa Goswami, not in line of Vyasadeva and Sukadeva Goswami. When he will rise, then he will reject. But if anyone has not at that time this intelligence to decide, and by seeing that so many persons are going to him and are initiated, so he has gone and at once he has taken initiation. But after that he realized that actually he is not that guru, that class of guru. His character is not good. He is very fond of worldly desires. He is attached by them. And he very fond of worldly wealth. Then if he has been initiated, then and now he is realizing after some days, then what he should do? If my purpose is not solved, what purpose? Krishna serving, my that object. Then if he is Vaishnav, in the line of his Gurudev and Vaishnav, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhu Krishna, but he is not so high class of Vaishnav, then he will pray that, please allow me to go to that Vaishnav. If he allows and he says, oh, I must go also there, then he is actually Guru. Otherwise, he is not Guru. If he is giving obstructions, oh, you should not go, because if you will be high more than me, then what I will do? Then a big problem will come. So I want that you should always be under me, always giving me puri, halwa, so much delicious foods, and so much money, and so much pratishtha. So he will never allow you to go. But this is the symptom of a guru, not of pure guru. We should try to reject him. Everywhere it is told, in Vedas, Upanishads, especially in Srimad Bhagavati, it has been told. And also Srimad Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Jaiva Dharma, and in, you know, Gaudiya Kantahar at the time of Prabhupada, oh, it is vividly written everywhere. If or not, purpose is of that, oh, I serve Krishna. That what is the use of Guru? If Guru is, wants that, he should take all money, all reputation, and he is the owner of so big houses, comfort, with comfort and everything is there, like cars of $1 lakh, always like this. He has no taste in his Gurudev teachings. Then what is the use of that Guru? We should surely at once cancel that Guru. And then we should. So, this Shraddha, though it is Laukiki Shraddha, but yet good. And if there is transcendental Shraddha, like Lobhamai, oh, it is the symptom of Raganuga Bhakti Mark. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this thing. Not first class, because Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, they have given, also Nrisimhadev, Varahadev, Ramchandra, all have given these things. But they have not given only that kinds of bhakti, of Raganuga. So, if anyone has a greed for serving Krishna, with a rag, with attachment, deep attachment, that is called, which is in the parikara of associates of Krishna, like in friends of Krishna, like Sidam, Sudam, Subal, Madhumangal, or in Jashoda Maya, in Rohini Maya, in Nanda Baba, and in especially in the beloveds of Krishna, that is Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, and in Srimati Radhika. So, if you want this, then for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come, then you will have to come under the instructions of Rupa and Raghunath especially. For these kinds of devotees, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has composed this Manasiksha. So, in first slok it has been told, Guru, Goshthe, Goshthalesu, Sujane, Bhusurugane, Swamantre, Swanamni, Srinamni, Prajivadandasarane, Sadaham Dambham Hitva, Kuru Ratim Apurvam, Atitaram Aye, Swanta Vrata, Chatubhira Bhijachi Dhritamata. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he is Rati Manjari. Also she is called Bhanumati. Bhanumati also. So she is the associate of Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika has ordered her to come here and to help the devotees who want to serve in the way of gopis. That has been told by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. What? Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajeshatanayastadham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachitu Parsana Bajubadu Bargena Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Amalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaro Nahaparaha. So, Brajendranandan Shamsud, he is Aradhyade, worshipper. And the ways in which gopis give to serve Krishna, that mood is highest. And only in Vrindavan, only in Vrindavan, this love and affection can be achieved. Not Mathura, in not Dwarka. And Brajendranandan Krishna means not Dwarkadhish Krishna or Vasudeva Krishna. Only the son of Brajendranandan, Brajanda, that is Nandan, or Yashoda Nandan. So he is always in Vrindavan. Not in Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri Krishna is who? Dwarkadhish. Not totally, fully Dwarkadhish. Not fully Dwarkadhish. I have part of Dwarkadhish. So we should know all these things. And then, so Aradhana Nang, this Gopi's Aradhana, is topmost. And Srimad Bhagavatam is evidence, pure evidence. This is the idea of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the teaching. So if anyone luckily, fortunately, have this greed, then he should follow these teachings. Guru, first to Guru. But anyone has not accepted any Guru, then what? He should go now from beginning. Adau Sadhu Sangha. For not these teachings are. So we must accept any Guru. And Guru in the line of Rupa Goswami, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the line of gopis. So he has told Guru. Guru means into plural number. Why? Dikshaguru and Shikshaguru. It may be one. And if in not one, then Shikshaguru should be there. If Guru has passed, or sometimes Bhajan Guru is more superior. We treat Rupa Goswami like our Shiksha Guru. Krishna like Shiksha Guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like Shiksha Guru. Then to whom we have been initiated, and then compare Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shikhi Pucha Mauli. Then who is superior? Understand what I am telling? So sometimes Shiksha Guru or Bhajan Guru are more superior than Diksha Guru. Sometimes a Diksha Guru can also be treated like Shiksha Guru. And sometimes Shiksha Guru like friends, bosom friends. We can have some special respect for our Gurudev. No thoughts always with him. But Bhajan Guru, like our bosom friends, we can open our heart. So sometimes Shiksha Guru may be so high class. So it is not all. Sometimes Shiksha Guru or Bhajan Guru may be Mahabhagavat. Then we should not see any difference in Shiksha Guru and Shiksha Guru if they are of equal rank. But if Shiksha Guru is of more high level, we should treat like him. No harm. Actually, we can see all these things. I have written something in my Guru Parampara and Bhagavat Parampara. You should try to see in that. Because my time will go away. So I want to come on this subject. So you should serve your Gurudev. But how? Sadadambham hitva. You should give up your false, all kinds of false egos. That I am superior Vaishnava. I am learned Vaishnava. I know everything. You don't know anything, if you know. Brahma is telling, Jananta eva jananto, king me bhaktva apuna. If anyone telling that I have known Krishna, all his opulence or everything we have none, then he does not know anything. He is like zero. I don't know anything, having four mouths and four heads. I never know anything. So, giving up all kinds of false ego. We should try to do rati. What is rati? What is rati? Not like a shraddha, condensed form of shraddha. That shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, prem, sneh, man, pranay. And after that, rag comes, that is rati here. Not like this. But he is telling that if you had not wrong, then at least we should have taste in this. Rag means here giving up all false egos. Surrender, totally surrendered. Having six kinds of surrenderness. So much faith. So, you should serve your Gurudev, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. Goshtha. What is ghost? Goshtha. Where go tishthati. Gopi tishthanti. Gopas tishthanti. Cows. Goes. Like this, fair cows are there, calves are there, goats are there, and all are serving Krishna, that is Goshtha. And Goshtha Laishu, like that is what? That Gokul, where Krishna took birth by the womb of Yashoda, is Gokul. Nandagam is Gokul. Barsana is Gokul. Bandaiban is Gokul, where Krishna and Nanda Baba used to take his all cows and grazing them. Most superior class of Goshti is Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj Govardhana. Oh my mind, please serve them with rag, that pure love and affection. Goshthalayisu, those who are living there and doing bhajan in that ghost, like Rup Sanatan Raghunath, Bhugarbh Goswami, like Loknath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta, Raghunath Bhatta, Krishnadas Kabiraj Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, all were in Vrindavan. So have love and affection and try to serve them by following their all classes of instructions. How they did bhajan? We should try to do like that. Sankhya purvak naam gaan natibhi kala avasani kritau nidrahar vihar kadi vijitau chatyanta dinau chaja Radha Krishna gunasmite madhuri mandein sammohitau bande rupa sanatanau raghujugau sri jiva gopalakau. Swamiji, Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, used to sing this song with tears and melted hearted. When he used to sing this, hours and hours he used to sing and weeping. But we are not following. So, these are Goshtala Isu. Also, Sujane. Sujane means those who are sampradayik Vaishnav, like Nimbacharya, like Ramanujacharya, Vallabhacharya, they are there, their disciples are there, but not pure as Gaudiya Vaishnav. Still, you should give honor to them. But not like Rupa Sanatana. They are not in the line of Rupa Goswami. But they are following Srimad Bhagavatam and they are serving Krishna, but in their own way. Not like Parkiya Unnat Ujjwal Rasa. They are not serving. But yet, some serve like Dwarkadhish, Rukmani Hu, Nimbarks, and Vallabhacharya like Mother Varsalyamayi, like Jasoda and Nanda Baba, they are. And some Sri Sampradaya at Ramanuj, they think Krishna, that he was Narayan. Narayan has descended like Krishna. And some, so many others. So they should also be respected because they are Vaishnava. And Bhushurnagare, the Brahmins, not pure bhakti they have, but yet they believe in Krishna. They have some worldly desires. But always being in Vrindavan, they are not giving up Vrindavan, not going here and there. So they should also be honored. Swamantre, what? If you have received a mantra from your guru, then that mantra, Swamantre, what is that mantra? Gopal mantra, Kama Gayatri mantra, Guru mantra, Gaur Gayatri, Guru Gaura Gayatri, and then Krishna mantra, Gopal mantra, Swaha. And then Prachodaya. Then these are mantra. If you have not received but you want to have Krishna bhakti, you should at once try to seek any Sadguru, realized Guru, and take these months, unless you cannot have Krishna bhakti. Then you cannot follow these instructions. That mantra, daily we should do with so great honor. Fix your mind in mantra and thinking they are the embodiment of Krishna, embodiment of Gurudev, embodiment of Krishna Kamdev, Cupid. And they will descend in our heart, pure heart. By your mental excavations. But if we pray, oh God, Prachodaya, they will descend in our heart. They are not our servant, that they will come to supply order. They are not orderly. So we should try to surrender us. And then they will be realized here in our heart. So don't have neglect mantras. As a soul and life you should do daily. And Sri Namni, what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, what has come from Kali Santarno Upanishad, that is coming from Vedas. This is not any new thing. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, he has discovered only. At first Narada Rishi doing this mantra. And all so many rishis, they used to practice this mantra. And this is more beautiful and powerful than any name of Krishna. Even Radha and Krishna. At first I have doubt that why we are not chanting Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets this name? This directly no Radha, no Krishna. Krishna is there, but no Radha. But after that, when I was initiated and I was associating with my Gurudev, and he told all these secret things. That this name has so much rush, all kinds of unnat ujjwala rasa. So, always chanting, remembering. In all the practices of Bhakti Yoga, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasakhatam. Among 64 kinds of practice of Bhakti, name is Swayam Krishna. So it is sadhan also, sadhya also, both. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhaumaha davagni nirvapanam Sreyah kairava chandrika vitaranam vidya badhu jivanam Anandam bodhi bardipadam patipadam purunamrita swadhanam Sarvatma sampanam param vijayate si Krishna sankirtanam. So Krishna is himself Krishna Kirtan. No difference at all. So we should chant always this name. Now we have some laziness in chanting Krishna. Sleep may come, but gradually when you will chant and pure name will come and dance in your tongue, oh no sleepness, no idleness, no laziness at all. You cannot sleep in night. You cannot sleep in day. You cannot sleep in night. Always chanting. If you are sleeping, Krishna name is dancing here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram. So you will see that no laziness is there, no sleepness is there. All will go, all ignorance will go. So try to this. With rag, Brajvadanda Sarane. You should try to chant, remember. Brajvadanda Sarane, Radha and Kishore and Kishori. Very sweet. Kishoreji and Kishore. Who is Srimati Radhika and Krishna? Conjugal. You should always try to serve them with mind, with all kinds of divorce. In divorce. So, he has told everything in first slok. Now he is telling in second slok. I want to... Then I want to begin second slok. And then second slok is like na dharmam na dharmam suti guna niruktam kulu kuru braje radha krishna prachura parichajya mahatanu sachi sunung nandeshwar pati sutatve guru varam mukundas prasthatve smara parama jasranunu mana. Then if we are always absorbed in serving Radha Krishna conjugal, not anything to maintain our life, that we are not following Vedas and all these things. We are not doing good and bad according to Vedas. Then how we can live? If you are not doing anything, dharma and adharma, only totally serving and Radha and Krishna conjugal, how we will maintain our life? We will die at once. Secondly, if you are absorbed in conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, how you will remember and how you will do with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because we cannot have two Ishtadev. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to this world, he is some different, his mantra is some different, his worshipping is different, his meditation is some different than Krishna. So there will be two Aradhyadev, worshipful deities. Then how our bhakti will be ananya? One-pointed. We should always treat Krishna and Radhika like a very pativratanari, chaste lady. She has no two husbands, no two boyfriends. If she has, then he is not chaste. So, if you are not serving Krishna totally, being one-pointed, then if you are chanting, remembering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna both, thinking some difference, you have Gaur Mantra and deities of Gaur Chandra, Nityananda Prabhu or Gaur Gadadhar, and you are worshipping. Because Krishna is same like Krishna taking the beauty of Radhika. He appeared in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is so more merciful. Like compound mercy, Radha and Krishna both in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we must worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it is not one-pointed at bhakti. What should I do? So this is second question. And third, if we are serving Krishna and Radha conjugal and they are our Ishtadev, but it is also told in Shastras, all epics and scriptures, that first you should do archan and worship of Gurudev and then to anyone. Then how we are one-pointed? How should we serve Gurudev? Then there will be three, Gurudev, Krishna and Radha, and then Chaitanya. There are three worshipable. Then how will be one-pointed? These three questions may arise. So, he's smiling. Oh, Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh, why you are in worry? You should not be worried. Oh, all are same. You should try it in this. Oh, and for this he is telling. The second shloka. Na dharmang, na dharmang sutagana niruktang kulukaru. Braje Radha Krishna Prachura Parichajyami Hatanu Sachi Sunun Pati Nandishvat Pati Sutatve Guru Buram Mukundas Prishthatve Smara Nama Ajasranunumana. He is telling that Vedas are telling so many things. What is dharma and what is adharma? What is dharma? He is telling that You know, Ved has, we should do always all the activities which Vedas have told. Like Krishna has told, without any karma, activities you cannot be lived, cannot alive. If you are telling that I am doing nothing, then you are mithyachara. What is that shloka? Niyatam kur. But what is the beginning? If you are not doing anything, then what is karma? Our activities which are fruitful, fruitive, and we do for ourselves to test anything for that. I am eating mango. If it is for myself, then it is fruitive karma. But if I am taking the remnant of Krishna, that mango, then what it will be? It will be bhakti. If I am taking that mango only for maintaining my life, no relation with bhakti or anything, then it will be called jnana, knowledge. Same thing. So their karmas are divided into three. Karma, bikarma and akarma. These karmas which are told in Vedas to do, like you should honor your father, mother first. You should try to honor all your elders. You should do all the activities who are very favorable for all. These are karma. Not doing all activities, these are akarma. And doing against them, it is bikarma. So akarma and bikarma has been rejected. Karma is also, when it will be karma yoga, then we can accept into some extent. Jagyarthat karmano lokam anatra karma bandana. If it is related to Krishna, then we should accept that karma. Otherwise they will bind us and we will go to hell here and there. So don't do that. Fruitive karmas. Only jagyarthat. What is jagyarthat karma? He has told Krishna in 18th chapter. What? Jatkaroshi, jajasnasi, jajuhosu, dadasudat, adarpana. These are karma. What is? These are jagyarthat karma. But not pure bhakti. These are not bhakti. These are what? Oh, first arup siddha bhakti. But we can accept it to some extent, those who are not pure devotees. Otherwise they will die. And after that, you should do how that Krishna has told us. Jat karo, patram, pushpam, phalam toyam, jo me bhaktya prayachati, tadham bhaktu pahritam shnami. Prajatatmana, you should offer to Krishna patram, tulsi patram, pushpam, like lotus flower, all these flowers in the lotus feet of Krishna. Paniya jalam, if Jamuna water, Ganges water, so good, any water but pure, and with leaves of tulsis. If there is very soft manjari is there, like Raghunath Das Goswami, you can give. This is pure bhakti. This is not karma. But from outwardly it is seen like karma. but not karma. So in Gita it has been told to do. Patram pushpam phalam toyam jima bhakti aprachi. But even these are not bhakti. When it will be bhakti? Iti punsarpita Vishnu. If you have surrendered, you in the lotus feet of Krishna. But Krishna too. Who? Asan Bishop. First, you don't have any relation with Krishna there. So, his devotees, like Guru, you should do sarva dharmana pratyajyamami ekam saranam braja aham tvam sarva papa va mokshayishyami. These are called dharma adharma. Oh, Raghunath Goswami is telling that give up all these things. You should not try to be engaged in this. Because you have what? This greed. What greed? To serve conjugal Krishna. So you should not worry for these things. We should not worry for others. We should worry for us. What? How to develop our Krishna consciousness? Oh, he is a cheater. Oh, he is so attached in worldly things. He is a bogus person. Oh, then you are losing your time. You should not be bothered for others. What they are doing, they should do. We should worry for ourselves. Why we are not doing, following all these things? So if you are real Vaishnava, and if you are surrendered soul, you should not be worried for others. Oh, he is bad man, he is who? No, never. He will see all the qualities of any Vaishnava. He will never look after bad things. Never he will. His vision will not go there. He will see only the virtues. Like bees taking honey from all the flowers where they are bad or gold or anything. So we should be like Saragrahi. We should not bother ourselves. We should not worry for others. But those who are in higher rank, they will say, oh, who is serving more? He is serving more. He is serving. I am not serving. Oh, fie on myself. They will see like this. So, So he is telling that you should not worry for all these things because you have that greed. If anyone has greed to serve like Brajavasi, then what he should do? Na dharmang, na dharmang, sutigna niriktaṁ kulu karu. Even that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has so much opulence. He has sada, aishwarja, opulence, six kinds of opulence. We should not be bothered. We should not collect proofs from Ved, Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavata and Gita. Never. What should we do? Braje Radha Krishna Prachuru Parichajjami. Always serving Krishna. How? To whom you are, have taste or greed to do serve Krishna like them, like friends, like Jashoda Maiya Nanda Baba, or like gopis. You should remember Krishna and their associates and go on doing so. Always Kirtanam, Smaranam, and doing all